Last weekend in Kodiak, an incredible event took place which brought a community together around shared passions. No, I'm not talking about Crabfest, although that does fit the description. I'm talking about the Kodiak Iditarod Challenge. 30 miles out of town, on Saturday morning, riders of side-by-sides, ATVs, dirt bikes, and two extraordinarily brave runners set out to complete a 34-mile circuit through some of the most inhospitable terrain on Kodiak. Some participants described the weather as being the wettest they had ever seen for an Iditarod, not a small claim on Kodiak. The first riders had impressive times of around 1 hour and 45 minutes, which would be considered a good time even in fair weather. The dirt bike riders came from the trail sopping wet, caked in mud, and completely out of breath. A pair of riders pull in, with one struggling to pull his bike out of a hole hidden under at least 2 feet of water. When he finally arrives at the finish, he flips the bike over to fix obvious damage to the underside of the fuselage. When he does, water flows out of the tailpipe, gas trickles from the tank, and steam wafts from the engine. A few onlookers laugh and take steps back, especially those who are smoking lit backwoods cigarillos.
I just turned that tree around and Jay was like, oh, what are you thinking? And I just...
The onlookers seem to be impervious to the cold wind, the unrelenting rain, and the hours anxiously awaiting their friends and loved ones' return from the harsh trail. They gather around wood pallet fires and enjoy soft drinks and music wafting from nearby car speakers. The mood is good, and spirits are high.
I can see by the look on your face you are not pumped.
I was like, they're already...
I interviewed one of the dirt bike riders, the one who didn't suffer damage to his bike. Anthony Jewin looks like he went swimming in his dirt bike clothes. His helmet hasn't shielded his face completely from mud. When he unzips his motorcycle jacket, the shirt underneath inexplicably has mud on it too. He's exhausted, but the high from the day's ride keeps him on his feet.
What are the conditions like?
It was wet. It was... Like, the mud was pretty bad. I think that's our hardest part, was the mud.
I leave him to trade stories with his friends, and the mood instantly is one of revelry. Friends boast to friends about their trials on the trail, and stories range from injuries sustained to overtaking other riders to ending up soaking wet in a ditch. They glow in one another's recognition. For them, life is good. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.
We had this mud hole like right before Lefty Lake, and I swamped the bike and overheated, and it was hard. We had to like pick both of the